President Bush's State of the Union address this week put Social Security at the top of the news. Most coverage focused on the president's plan for private Social Security accounts, but those accounts would do nothing to close the $3.7 trillion financing gap that Social Security's trustees project over the next 75 years. The administration has not said how it would close that gap, but the president offered some ideas in his speech.
Some have suggested limiting benefits for wealthy retirees. Former Congressman Tim Penny has raised the possibility of indexing benefits to prices rather than wages.
That second option, called price indexing, could lead to substantial cuts in the relative value of Social Security benefits. NPR's John Itzty reports it is an option the administration is actively considering.
Throughout Social Security's 70-year history, an average worker's beginning retirement benefit has equaled nearly 40% of the worker's pre-retirement wages. That so-called replacement rate has remained constant because initial benefits are now linked by law to the annual rise in wages in the economy. The goal of that wage indexing is to link initial retirement benefits to the rising standard of living in the society. Moving from wage indexing to price indexing would change that dramatically. Ned Gramlich, who headed a Social Security Advisory Commission in the mid-1990s, explains what would happen.
If we went to price indexing, the replacement rate would go steadily down, and it would go steadily down forever. I mean, all the way down.
By 2050, for instance, the initial Social Security benefit would replace only about 20% of the average worker's pre-retirement wage, and the ratio would continue to fall. If initial benefits had been indexed to prices when Social Security got started in the late 1930s, today's top benefit would not be nearly $20,000 as it is now. Ned Gramlich estimates it would only be $4,000 or $5,000 a year.
This would be a very low standard of living. Back in 1940, a lot of people didn't have indoor plumbing. Nobody had television, VCRs, any of that kind of thing. And retirees wouldn't have the wherewithal to buy some of the things that have been the fruits of American progress.
Gramlich, now a Federal Reserve Board governor, opposes this change, though he acknowledges price indexing would more than fix Social Security's financial problems. Kent Smetters, a former Bush administration Treasury official, now at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, approaches the issue from a different angle.
Moving to price indexing will basically say that future retirees will receive the same benefit after inflation as current retirees, so they could buy the same goods and services as current retirees. And so future retirees will not actually get a lower benefit than current retirees. And you can, of course, address the entire sustainability problem with this change.
Price indexing would have only modest effects on workers near retirement. But for young workers, it would bring significant change. And when explained, it gets mixed reviews from those young workers. This is Megan Finnerty, a 26-year-old from Phoenix.
It's like saying, we're going to take half of your benefits away, but we can call it a cost of living increase, which is basically the fake raise everyone gets every year because they call it a raise, but it's like 2%, which we all do the math, and we know that that barely covers the price of gas plus rent plus other stuff. I mean, like, what a great way to screw over a really big group of people without them actually knowing it.
But 36-year-old Craig Schnitzmeyer from St. Louis is more open to price indexing and other fundamental changes in Social Security.
That sounds reasonable. That I think means testing should certainly be another component to that proposal. The reality is that there are less people to support more people, and something has to be done.
In fact, says Kent Smetters, who worked for President Bush's Social Security Commission, price indexing would likely change Social Security significantly.
Moving to price indexing does fundamentally change Social Security from a pension-type program to more of a poverty relief program. It's very effective at making sure that people on the bottom are really being able to consume the necessary goods and services that they need.
But even poverty is a perceived condition and changes as the standard of living of the society moves up. Price indexing would not adjust for that perception. Price indexing is just one of the solutions to Social Security's financing problems that's on the table, as the president put it in his State of the Union address, though a leaked White House memo suggests it's one that has received serious consideration. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.